Thank you for your interest in our poster on the adaptation of a pediatric ECLS program to support adult patients with COVID-19 on VV ECMO during the COVID-19 pandemic. My name is Mark Todd. Venovenous ECMO or VV ECMO may be used for patients with acute respiratory failure related to coronavirus infectious disease 2019, also known as COVID-19. During the third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic in Ontario, the province experienced a surge in the number of adults requiring ICU admission and ECMO for COVID-19. The Hospital for Sick Children's, PICU, participated in expanding the provincial ICU capacity by admitting critically ill adult patients with COVID-19 with the ability to provide ECMO if required. In this poster, we review the steps undertaken to adapt the pediatric COVID-19 ECMO practices already established at SickKids and ensure the readiness to pivot to be able to support adults on ECMO with the correct personnel, equipment, and supplies, and describe the approaches used to sustain the program during the three-month period. The SickKids ECLS program collaborated with the University Health Networks, or UHN's, ECLS program to understand adult COVID-19 VV ECMO management practices. UHN's COVID-19 VV ECMO management practices and post-decannulation or post-ECMO guidelines were obtained, reviewed, and incorporated into our already existing ECMO management guidelines. Clinicians from the SickKids ECLS program participated in UHN's weekly virtual ECLS patient summary rounds. The daily bedside virtual ECLS rounds held in the SickKids PICU invited UHN surgeons to log on for added real-time decision-making and support. A virtual education session was provided and recorded to share current evidence-based adult COVID-19 VV ECMO management guidelines and to highlight practice differences for the SickKids staff. Microsoft Teams was used for workplace knowledge sharing and virtual rounds. Cannulas and membranes suited for adults were ordered. Cardiology, thrombosis, and ENT consultant services adapted their imaging, laboratory testing, and procedural support respectively as required. From April to June 2021, 36 adult patients with COVID-19 were admitted to SickKids PICU. 30 were intubated and mechanically ventilated, and 8 were supported on VV ECMO. 5 patients were cannulated and decannulated in the PICU. 3 adult patients were transferred in already cannulated onto ECMO and transferred back to UHN on ECMO. The median time on VV ECMO at SickKids was 19 days. 50% of ECMO patients also required continuous renal replacement therapy, also known as CRRT, connected through the ECMO circuit. 4 patients were separated from VV ECMO, extubated, and then discharged to an adult hospital COVID-19 ward. 3 patients were transferred back to UHN on VV ECMO for continued management, and 1 patient died on separation from ECMO from multi-organ failure. Minor differences between pediatric and adult practices were associated with anticoagulation, using PTT as a heparin target and stopping heparin for bleeding complications. Major differences were associated with using bedside percutaneous ECMO cannula insertions with transesophageal echo guidance, percutaneous tracheostomy insertion using disposable bronchoscopes, and decannulation from ECMO without vascular reconstructions, in addition to avoidance of ECPR in the COVID-19 adult population. The SickKids ECLS program was successfully able to rapidly adapt and care for critically ill adults with COVID-19 requiring VV ECMO through education sessions for staff, collaboration with the UHN ECLS program, and integration of adult practices into an already mature pediatric ECLS program. Relevant experience gained from the management of adult patients will be incorporated into existing pediatric VV ECMO management and applied to the older pediatric and adolescent patients cared for in the future in the SickKids PICU. Thank you for your attention and interest. For further questions or interest in this topic, please feel free to email marktodd@mark.todd@sickkids.ca. Thank you.